all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Can you believe Mike Gundy got fired after 21 years at Oklahoma State?
21 years is a long time to be the head coach of a franchise and or a college. And sometimes it's just time to move on. Sometimes it gets stale. Sometimes a guy, you know, starts to delegate a little too much and he's not paying as much attention to what's going on behind the scenes. He's in his 21st season, lost 11 of 12 games up to this point, and it was just time to move on.
Well, if he's in the SEC, he'd already been gone.
Sometimes this is the problem, is that you fall in love with a guy, he's there for a long time, you think he can dig his way out of a hole, you don't see the problems going on behind the scenes that are causing these things, and it was time for Oklahoma State to move on from Mike Gundy, and I think they made a good move. And if you want to make a good move, go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Yeah, just like Kurt Cincinnati. With Indiana, oh my goodness, he goes, hey, if you don't believe I can't win, just Google me.
He's a winner, and I mean, he's got Indiana on the map. Indiana thought of as a basketball state, and Kurt Cincinnati is turning it over to the Pigskin. People are excited in Indiana.
15-2, Jeffrey.
They beat the Illini over the weekend,
like a dog.
And they are looking like a playoff team. They're a potential championship team. Indiana showed up last year. It happens a lot. These schools come in, they make a big splash, and then all of a sudden they're back to being, you know, who they were. It doesn't seem like that. Kurt Cincinnati seems to have changed the culture in Indiana, and they're here to stay, and we're going to be hearing a lot about them as the college football season moves on.
What about LSU and Ole Miss? Now, that's going to be a great, great game. LSU's 4-0 against Ole Miss 4-0. Two SEC guys. Going, oh man, that's going to be Mississippi and Louisiana is right next to each other, you know. That's Lane Kiffin.
And by the way, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Landry Kiffin, the daughter of Lane Kiffin, announced on social media that she is dating a defensive player from Louisiana State.
Really?
Yes. So there's some drama before this.
Drama.
4-0
drama
team.
Drama in this game.
4-0 LSU versus 4-0 Ole Miss. All anybody's talking about is Lane Kiffin's extremely good-looking daughter, Landry, is now social media official with a LSU player, and it is all the talk.
What's
around
his
this
name,
game?
You remember?
His name is Whit Weeks. He's a star linebacker at LSU, and he landed Landry Kiffin, and I don't think this is going to affect Lane Kiffin at all, other than the fact that, you know, his little girl now has a boyfriend and he plays for the opposing team.
Yeah, that's going to make him want to whip his butt a little bit more. Believe me, I'm going to fix you up. I'm going to double team you all night long.
Well, actually, he's going to be throwing over the middle tight ends on Whit Weeks. All the tight ends are going to be covered by Whit Weeks, and they're going to throw to the tight ends all game long. He's going to try to destroy young Whit Weeks in one game. Everything comes down, but really, this is going to be a great game. It's probably the best game on the schedule. Auburn.
Hey, let me tell you, here's another good game. Auburn, 3-1 against Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. Yeah, the SEC is unbelievable this year. We talked about it last week that it really looks like a year that the SEC could field the entire playoff if it were possible. But I also said they're going to beat up on each other. So if Texas A&M takes a loss here, we got 2 1-loss teams in the SEC. But I don't know, man. Texas A&M looks like the real deal. Auburn has trouble going up there and playing Texas A&M.
Well, you know good and well at Cal Field in College Station, man, I mean, the cowbells will be ringing. I mean, that place will be rocking. I mean, you better strap yourself in, Auburn, because they're not playing it in that tired old Jordan-Hare Stadium. You play in that tired old Auburn, Alabama. You know, God was very tired when he made Auburn, Alabama.
I disagree, but Auburn has the most awesome, the War Eagle before the game is my favorite pregame ritual in college football. They let that eagle go, it flies over there.
Well, it don't take much to entertain you, does it? Hey, you know who I'm excited about? It's Tennessee. 3-1 going into Mississippi State. Now, Mississippi State's 4-0, but I can tell you the difference. Tennessee has got Joey Aguilar. That who got the best deal out of that, UCLA or Tennessee? I mean, Aguilar can throw that football.
Yeah, he's had at least 200 yards passing in all of his starts there at Tennessee. Tennessee looks really good. They took a loss, but that's okay in this day and age.
Yeah, but Georgia Bulldogs beat your ass anytime. I mean, you know, it's not like you got beat by some scumbag that just showed up to kick your butt. You know, this is Georgia Bulldogs got you.
It's a loss that you could come back from and still be in talks to play in the playoff. And Tennessee is a team that we're going to be looking at a lot because they lost a blue chip athlete quarterback who wanted to be paid more to play. He goes to UCLA. He stinks
and
there.
And he's 0-3. Yes. Got the coach fired.
And now they've got another kid in line that's taken over and looks really good in the orange
and
white.
Aguilar, he's nothing but the orange rifle.
Let's jump over to NASCAR, where I am in support of this move. Kyle Larson is refusing to drive the Pride-themed car. And I know this is not a popular opinion coming out of me, but if you want to have a Pride-themed car, have a gay driver drive it. There's no reason for Kyle Larson to be out there proclaiming his pride for LGBTQ+. Because he's not LGBTQ+.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
And he's a grown-ass man, and I appreciate you, Kyle Larson. You know, I've never been a big fan of yours until today.
Yeah, well.
When you stood up, let me tell you something. Bill France would have fired every one of them damn guys for putting that kind of sticker on a NASCAR. NASCAR is not about Pride Day. They're not about all that stuff. If you want to be a pride dude, get your pride dudes in and learn how to drive a car. I'm not going to put your sticker on anything of mine because I don't believe in it. Yes. I'm not a pride dude kind
of
guy.
Well, the reality of it is that the pride stuff, you know, a lot of athletes are just happy to say, okay, I'll put on the shirt, I'll do this, I'll do that. But we do have these outliers where guys are like, no, this goes against what I believe in, and I'm not going to be forced to peddle this. And the reality of it is that I'm all about a pride-themed car if there's a proud gay man or gay woman driving it. That's awesome. I'm all about that. But
boy,
to make
I'd love
Kyle
to see
Larson
the guy who sponsors that.
Well, they'd have the pride themed car, and that would be something they should be very proud of.
Would that be Trojan Rubber Company or what?
I have no idea, Eddie. Let's jump over to the WWE. WrestleMania 42. The ticket prices in Vegas have come out. It's insane. Section A is just under $9,000 a ticket. Section B, just under $4,000. Section C, $2,200 a ticket. And if you want to sit in the nosebleeds, $894 is the cheapest you're going to get to sit in the nosebleed section for WrestleMania 42 in Vegas.
That's sick.
Yeah.
You know something? You're outpricing your audience, man. This is not UFC. It's not boxing. This is professional wrestling. And people can't afford that. I mean, if you have two kids and they want to sit at a great seat, that's almost $9,000 per ticket. That's $27,000 to bring three people to a wrestling match. Are you stupid to pay that kind of money? Yes, you're stupid. And let me tell you, that's just highway robbery. Everything about it is wrong. It's just wrong.
The beauty of the capitalist system that we live in is that the market dictates what you can and can't sell tickets for. And I think people are becoming weary of these high price tickets. I think in the beginning, they'll get away with selling $9,000 tickets because there are a lot of guys that are wealthy that want to bring their kids and sit in Section A at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but you know how big that stadium is? That's where the Raiders play. That's 70,000 seats. Okay. You think that people going to cough up that much money?
Is it sold out? Is it sold out? If it doesn't sell out, we'll know why.
Not yet.
Yeah, if it doesn't sell out, we'll know why the market will have dictated that you can't sell us $9,000 tickets.
Well, you look at Vegas now. The market's dictating to Vegas that you overpriced yourself. I mean, the tourism is in the tank.
Yeah.
You're charging $300 or $400 for a hotel room when you used to go to Vegas and get a $50. That would be a suite,
yeah,
because you're gambling with,
yes,
money. Now they're taking all the money up front on the plane flight and the hotel, and there's no money left to gamble. Now they're hurting.
I remember going to Vegas paying $49 for a one-way ticket to Vegas, $49 to come home, and staying in a $100 nice hotel room and giving them...
That was
them,
really like a $400 or $500 room.
Yeah, and giving them, you know, $5,000 in gambling.
And not even thinking about it.
Yes, and forking over $5,000 at the blackjack table.
See,
so.
The mafia knew how to run that city.
Yep.
Now you got woke bastards just running it. It's taking them down the tubes, man. You bring the mob guys back in. They know how to shuffle the cards. They know how to make things work. And that's, they gave their food away. I mean, you could go and eat all the time with the biggest steak in the world in Vegas and then cost you a dime because you were leaving your money
and
your
free
Benjamins
drinks
on the table.
Free drinks when you're sitting there gambling. I mean, well, you know what? The market has dictated that they won't pay that, and Vegas is hurting. The big matches at WrestleMania 42 are going to be AJ Styles versus John Cena, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, CM Punk and AJ Lee, their newest power couple. Charlotte Flair and Liv Morgan seem to be nowhere, but Tiffany Stratton is the superstar in the women's division of WWE.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know what's happened to Charlotte Flair. I mean, she's not really Charlotte Flair anymore. I don't know what she is.
She's hurt.
But I can tell you this. Huh?
She's hurt.
What's her feelings hurt?
Yeah, I think that's really what it is. I think she's physically hurt and her feelings got hurt, and she's just not in a place where she is going out there and giving it her all anymore.
Well, Liv Morgan does.
Yeah.
And she's been hurt. Well, I know she showed up for you know, the Saudi Arabia announcement, because she's the real girl of all of them. That's the bank. You can take AJ Lee, you can take Becky Lynch, you Charlotte Flair, but the one's going to make you the most money is Liv Morgan, without a doubt.
So the last thing on wrestling before we move on is that ESPN hated WrestlePalooza. They said it was a boring card. They gave it a C. What's your opinion?
D minus.
you're
for the buck. For the booking was horrible. It was like, man, they went out on in La La Land.
Yeah, well,
I mean, the matches sucked, and they just like threw it together. You know what I mean? Hey, let's just give them whatever, you know, because it's Indianapolis, and Indianapolis is a great wrestling town. Give them the best shot you got. I mean, that's the first time out of the boat with ESPN, and you gave them a half-ass card. So you got, oh man, that's not a way to start off. Once you got a damn deal for $1.2 billion to start that deal off with a bum steer. Oh, that's easy. WrestlePalooza. The WWE whole office booking staff needs to be fired. They need to bring in fresh minds, fresh bodies, everything. You know, they got so many old guys in there. It's been there too long. They need to clean them out, bring in fresh minds and fresh bodies, and get it done better than what they're doing now.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing all over the world.